May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So in Isaiah we heard the words to prepare a way in the wilderness, words that John the Baptist would use all those centuries later that we heard read by Jessica. See, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. A messenger sent from God. And at this time of year, when we hear of messengers from God, our minds probably go to messengers who come in the form of angels. And we tend to think of pretty, sparkly, child-friendly images of light bringing peace. Reassuring and comfortable images somehow. But today's is a different kind of messenger. This is the messenger we know as John the Baptist, the one who comes with a message of repentance for sin, which doesn't feel quite so reassuring or peaceful. John is this weird kind of figure, not very attractive, uncombed, unkempt, and yet for some reason the people followed him into the wilderness seeking baptism. And through John, I'm reminded that peace is neither neat nor tidy, and neither is baptism. Both involve saying sorry, being willing to admit fault, which is not so easy in a culture that doesn't encourage us to admit our failures. Baptism is that new beginning we choose when we decide that we want to follow Jesus, when we realise that freedom is found in recognising our need for grace and for forgiveness. And the reality of our Advent journey is that the road to Christmas begins with preparing ourselves, making those paths straight. And John points out that this journey is through a place called confession. It's about admitting to not being the people that we often pretend we are. And on this journey to Christmas, we have to deal with messengers from God, otherwise known as angels. Mary discovered that with her angel visitor. Joseph discovered that with his angel dream. The shepherds knew that too with a host of angels. The wise men even needed an angel. And the angels challenge and invite risk. They don't tend to come simply to offer comfort, but rather they enter into situations to move people forward. And so we have John the Baptist crying in the wilderness, calling people to prepare and to repent. Because John knows the way to Bethlehem. It's beyond the trail of tears, through our own darkness, where we can pour out all that we hide of ourselves. John the Baptist tells us that the road to Bethlehem winds through our own unworthiness. But it's also where we are found by love and by forgiveness. Because there's no point in repentance if there is no forgiveness. The promise of God is being fulfilled in Jesus, and in that fulfillment is forgiveness. Baptism is the beginning of a journey that leads to Bethlehem and on to Gethsemane and even on into the future. And it's a journey that has at its outset, in the beginning, forgiveness. The Greek word for forgiveness is aphemi. And it's made up of two words, apo meaning separation and hemi meaning to put into motion. So it refers to an action which causes separation. Literally it means to send from oneself or to put something right away. One definition of the word is to let it go or leave it behind, putting something away. So when God forgives us, God lets go of the obligation that we owe because of our sin. It's like the way someone might let go of a financial debt that is owed, or someone might be set free from a prison term. And when we forgive others, we set them free too. Last week we were looking at the way hope prepares room. Now as we move into our week of peace, we see the way peace also prepares room, but the kind of preparation peace does is a deeper kind of work. Hope might have cleared space at the table, but peace does a whole spring clean to make more room. Peace clears out the cobwebs that may have accumulated in our lives. To discover peace, we need to put things away well, right away. There may be some things in your life that have not been dealt with so well, things that still take up space and diminish our peace. True peace is found as we make space for Jesus to enter our lives, not by hiding things in the cupboards of our beings or under the rugs of ourselves. Peace, the kind that God's messengers tell of, often means there's work to be done, a wilderness to face, a journey to make, a Herod to avoid, repentance to be made as we face our true selves. Forgiveness is an important step on the road of Advent preparation. It's about putting away for good the actions of those done against us. And it's about recognising the amazing grace that we are shown when God puts our sins away for good too. To truly put away involves letting go. It's an important part of the decluttering process in our lives. To let go is to no longer hold people hostage to their past actions, including ourselves. True forgiveness is hard to extend because it demands that we let go of something, perhaps even something that we've come to value. Let me tell you a brief story from history before I finish. Marie de' Medici, the Italian-born wife of King Henry IV of France, became the regent for their son Louis after her husband's death in 1610. In later years, her relationship with Louis soured and they lived in a state of ongoing hostility. Marie also felt a deep sense of betrayal when a cardinal, whom she had helped in his rise to political power, deserted her and went over to her son's side. While on her deathbed, Marie was visited by Fabio Chigi, who was a church diplomat from France. Marie vowed to forgive all her enemies, including the cardinal. "Madam," asked Chigi, "as a mark of reconciliation, will you send him the bracelet you wear on your arm?" "No," she replied firmly. "That would be too much." And so we're left to ponder what forgiveness actually expects of us. What are the things that you may need to give up in order to offer forgiveness? Forgiveness helps us make space in our lives for others and for God, but it involves some hard work and some willingness to let go. May it be so in our lives today and tomorrow and tomorrow's tomorrow. Amen.